Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
I am really happy that we'll be in Cape May soon. It's coming up June 20th. But you know what's coming up this weekend is the No Kings weekend. No Kings. I don't know why it's not No Queens. Seems to me to be quite sexist, if you ask me. But nonetheless, the No Kings weekend. It's an organized effort. A Walmart heiress apparently is one of the major funders behind it. And there's all these other groups that are all behind it. So what does the president think about that? He was asked a question about the No Kings weekend and what he thinks. This is all directed at him, obviously. Cut number 9.
Several No Kings protests planned across the country on Saturday as well. What are your thoughts on those?
What are they going? No Kings?
No Kings.
I don't feel like a king. I have to go through hell to get stuff approved. A king would say, I'm not going to get this. A king would have never had the California mandate to even be talking to him. He wouldn't have to call up Mike Johnson and Thune and say, fellas, you got to pull this off. And after years, we get it done. No, we're not a king. We're not a king at all. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I just don't like the idea that they're saying no kings and not no queens. So who's behind the money? Well, thanks to Road Warrior for posting, even though I went through this with you the other day. But you know what? I'll go through it with you again. Let's do it. The money behind, Road Warrior, I haven't given you a shot in a few days. Come on. Actually, this is different. This is who's funding the big protests in Los Angeles, the big labor funding behind the protests. There are organized groups out there. The entire effort is to cause chaos. Why? Because they can raise more money. That's why. It's all of this is about money. You have to understand that. Whether it's a U.S. senator acting like a grandstanding jerk, whether it is a senator or mayor or a congresswoman getting arrested or you've got governors saying, come arrest me. This is entirely all about money. These protests, these agitators, all these groups, all these people that are out there, all these people, this is about raising more money for their organizations. And they have a lot of people to pay. And yes, there's a lot of money that's behind all this. But there's also a lot of people that get paid to do all these things. I don't mean just throw nonviolent Molotov cocktails. I mean to literally go on the streets as an organizer and organize. Remember, Barack Obama was once a community organizer. The hell do you think that means? It means he was paid to organize things in the community. It's exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, some breaking news. The House just passed President Trump's first rescission package to officially claw back billions in federal funding for NPR, PBS, and foreign aid that funded the radical left lunacy abroad. It now heads to the Senate. This is audio from the House floor. Breaking news right on the show. Thank you, Matt, for that. Excellent stuff. Take a listen.
The ayes are 212. The bill is passed. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table. The House will be in order.
Good. Excellent. The first rescission package is officially passed, President Trent. So you heard Senator Dave McCormick explain the difference between the appropriations, the rescission, because I keep getting people going, why won't they make the DOGE cuts permanent? That's not as part of this process. But separate and apart from the one big beautiful bill is the rescission, where the president gets to take away funding and the House can take away funding for things. And that's what just happened. So that's a huge, huge deal and huge breaking news on the show. And that's great. Johnny Cook was asking me about the defunding of Planned Parenthood. I don't have all the details on that. I'm told that that's in there as well as part of the either the one big beautiful bill or the rescission cuts or the appropriations cuts. That's what I'm told. But all this stuff is kind of complicated. It gets in the weeds stuff here. It has to do with rules in the Senate and rules in the House. And I don't want to bore you with this, but there are different rules, obviously, in each chamber. And depending on what's in the bill, it depends on whether or not it needs a simple majority or it needs to pass the 60 vote threshold in the Senate. And obviously, if it's a bill that deals with appropriations, it has to originate in the House. It's you're dealing with two different chambers, two different sets of egos, lots of different priorities. But ultimately, at the end of the day, rules that the chambers have to follow, which is why certain things are not in the one big beautiful bill and they're done through rescission and other things are done through the probes process. And I'm not an expert in any of this. I don't think any of these congressmen and senators are, quite frankly. I think it confuses the hell out of everybody. I think part of getting there is just trying to figure out how all this stuff works. By the time you learn it, and you're pretty much out at that point. Now you're done. So this Walmart heiress, I mentioned this earlier to you today. Who is this person that's behind a lot of these No Kings protests? Walmart heiress Christy Walton is her name. She's an anti-Trumper. Her anti-Trump ad fuels the MAGA-led call for a boycott of Walmart. Walmart could become the target of a MAGA-led boycott after an heiress to the retail fortune promoting a nationwide protest movement against President Trump. The No Kings movement, in order to reject authoritarianism. The heiress is the widow of John T. Walton. He's the son of Walmart founder Sam Walton. But she holds no active role in Walmart's operations. She retains a roughly 1.9% stake in the company and has an estimated net worth of $19.3 billion. The No Kings movement is planning roughly 1,500 protests nationwide to counter Saturday's military parade. Now, think about how freaking nuts that is. Instead of everybody honoring our military on the 250th birthday of the United States Army on Flag Day, they're going to go out there and counter that with this No Kings protest. So she ran this ad, and it appeared in Sunday's New York Times. Does not name Trump directly, but criticize efforts that undermine civic rights and democratic values. It reads in part, "The honor, dignity, and integrity of our country, not for sale." Then there's a QR code with a map of more than 1,800 planned protests, including Philadelphia, set to take place nationwide. White House spokesman Kush Desi, who we've had on the show before, said, "Great, a left-wing billionaire feels like burning some of her inheritance for a PR stunt. It's not going to change the fact that over 77 million Americans voted for mass deportations. Border security and America First trade policies, a mandate that the Trump administration is committed to using every lever of executive power to deliver on." Trump's MAGA allies directly or indirectly call for a boycott of the nation's largest retailer. Now, Walmart has responded to this in some ways by because there's been a whole boycott Walmart thing and boycott Walmart. And I am not a fan of boycotts. As you know, I don't like them. That hurts the people that work for these stores. She doesn't run Walmart. It has nothing to do with the men and women who work there and do the checkout counters. I am not going to get on board with a boycott of Walmart. That's just stupid. I think boycotts in general are stupid. Leave them to the left, all right? Leave them to the left. It's not fair. Like if I'm a Walmart greeter and I'm making, you know, $15 an hour, whatever they pay, I don't know what they pay. Why are you going to boycott me and I might lose my job? Some woman who's at the checkout counter who's got kids to feed because a billionaire is got Walmart money and she's using her money to organize protests. What the hell does that have to do with the people that work at Walmart? Nothing. The people that stock the shelves there, the people that work, nothing, absolutely nothing. So please don't hold it against them. That's really dumb. I hate when Republicans do that crap. And it's like Anna Paulina Luna and these other people and Roger Stone. It's like, why are you doing that? You guys have money. The people that work at Walmart work very, very hard for a living. Most of them vote with us. They don't need this. She doesn't run the place. They can't stop her. What is Walmart? What is Walmart supposed to kill her? What do you want Walmart to do? I put her in a Walmart prison. There's literally nothing Walmart can do about it. It's her money. She has a 1.9% stake in the company. She doesn't run it. And there's literally nothing Walmart can do. So instead, we're going to have Republicans now grandstand. Representative Anna Paulina Luna of Florida, who, by the way, there's a lot of Walmarts in Florida, wrote, Walmart heiress Christy Walton is funding full-page color ads in the New York Times for No King's Day, a nationwide counter-protest scheduled for Trump's birthday organized by the far-left group Indivisible. Looks like Walmart dynasty is big mad about China tariffs. What? That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Boycott Walmart, wrote longtime Trump supporter Roger Stone, who added the Walmart heiress subsidizes insurrection. Next up, peaceful protests outside all of their stores to encourage people not to shop there. Guys, this is not Walmart's decision. This is not should not be on the people that work at Walmart. That is just not OK. This really annoys me when Republicans act like this. It really burns me. That's just attention seeking behavior is what that is. A spokesperson for Christy Walton said she funded the ad to encourage people to engage peacefully, blah, 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 blah. The rep stressed that Walton's ad in no way encourages violence. She has provided funding to other organizations or individuals. Her interest, blah, 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 blah. Caroline Leavitt said Wednesday the president supports the rights of Americans to peacefully protest. And she also addressed ideas that Trump himself views, that Trump views himself as a king. I just think it's really dumb to kind of do these kind of like, I mean, she inherited this fortune. Her husband died in a plane crash. And absolutely nothing to do with the actual idea of the store. But because of the tariffs, which haven't even taken place yet right now, you have a situation where Walmart is being accused now of being behind this because they want to go after Trump over the tariffs. Does that sound like a smart strategy to you? Do you think Walmart would do that? No, of course not. Because Walmart wants to work with the administration so that they can make sure that the tariffs don't hurt them. They want to work with them. The company wants to work with that. That's what they want. It's a moronic conclusion to reach that because you have an heiress to a company like Paris Hilton's the heiress to the Hilton hotel chain. She has nothing to do with the operations of Hilton hotels. I think we have Leavitt responding. Do we have that, Matt? I think maybe I have that. Do we have that? Matt?
I have it from that was from yesterday, right?
I thought Caroline Leavitt was asked about, well, that was a quick clip, right? That was not a long clip.
No, it was, yeah, okay. I can grab it. I have it from yesterday.
Nah, it's all right. She just said she supports the president's, everybody supports, the decision to, or peaceful protest, I should say. But It's dumb. By the way, the CEO of Kent Quick Convenience Stores, Bill Kent, reacting to Trump terminating California's EV mandate, which is great. This makes me happy. Should make everybody happy. Cut number 7.
Bill Kent runs a chain of family-owned convenience stores that opened in West Texas in 1957, known as Kent Quick. And Bill, if you could come up and say a few words about what the signing means to you, please.
Wow, you're probably wondering why I've called you all here today, right? What a great day. From my perspective, I'm in the convenience store and petroleum marketing business, and what this does is it gives us freedom. It gives the consumers freedom to pick what kind of car they want, but more importantly for us, it gives us the ability to plan going forward, because with mandates, we were forced to have to look at putting in infrastructure that, frankly, is extremely expensive and doesn't give you any return. So this allows us, it's going to free me up and our companies up to invest in what people want, in the cars they want, and it's a great day. So, Mr. President, Congress, thank you, Steve, everybody, thank you so much. Thank you.
Good stuff right there. Really, really good stuff. And I'll tell you something else, too, with regards to the No Kings protest that's happening this weekend. Everybody wants their 15 minutes of fame. And we live in an age right now. I just sent you guys a clip. We'll load this up in the video and I'll play it when we get back. So thousands of TikTok creators are posting nearly identical videos concerning the ICE raids. Very reminiscent of videos that show the mainstream media reading the same script across hundreds of stations. So everybody wants their 15 minutes of fame, and we now live in an era of social media where everybody can get their attention. Horse of a different color says, Rich, give Walmart the Bud Light treatment. Why? Bud Light was in charge of hiring that woman who hired Dylan Mulvaney. This woman is an heiress of Walmart. She doesn't work for Walmart. Walmart is not organizing these protests. Walmart didn't hire her. She has nothing to do with running Walmart. It's not the same. It's not the same. You say the problem is that we're conservatives, they can't fight. Who are you fighting? You're fighting a guy working there making $15 an hour. You're fighting a mom who works there who's got kids to feed by boycotting the store. That's what you're fighting. This is not – Walmart is not organizing these protests. A family member of Walmart, who of the family fortune, is doing that. I have news for you. Should we boycott Robert F. Kennedy because his lunatic cousins and relatives are all out there bashing Trump? Should we boycott RFK, or do we have the ability to separate family members? Because it's very single-minded, in my opinion, to say, oh, well, she's got Walmart money. Well, then therefore we should boycott Walmart and then screw over some guy making minimum wage because a billionaire decides to spend her money protesting Trump. There are literally Kennedys out there right now spending their family fortune protesting Trump and giving money to Democrats and liberal causes. Bobby Kennedy is running HHS. By the way, they announced the opening of the classified files on his father's death, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We'll see if there's anything interesting in there. Probably not, but you never know. I'm always a big believer in these things. If there was something in there, it's long gone. You know, if there was something that was really incriminating, it's long gone. Why does the government do this to us? To mess with us. To mess with our heads. They like to do that. Oh, they do. They love it. They do. They love to play mind games with us. Don't they? So funny to me. So funny. All right. Dr. Mike Vinaria is the big story sponsor. He's the man. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VinariaDental.com, VinariaDental.com. And I'm going to mention this for Road Warrior. Road Warrior has a signed Zioli bike jersey that he's going to be raffling and auctioning to raise money for a local children's charity. Joe in Columbus will be bringing it to Cape May next week. Why? Why can't Road Warrior bring it to Cape May next week? Huh?
I don't know. I think not Rogue Warrior will
him.
Be there.
I don't want. I mean, he's not allowed within 500 feet of me, according to the restraining order. But still, why can't he come? I mean, I appreciate him doing that. I think it's fantastic. It's really great. But why can't he be there himself? Joe in Columbus is going to be lobbying everybody to vote for him as caller of the year. Hello, is this thing on?
Well, you can never start too early.
Do we have any comments, Justin? Are you monitoring the YouTube chat? Is anybody saying anything?
I have not seen any replies from Road Warrior, but Joe and Road Warrior just said family obligations.
My case is Rich, fight fire with fire. You're not fighting fire with fire. Walmart's not behind this. I would agree with you if Walmart was behind it. But Walmart doesn't need a boycott if Walmart's not behind it. A person with Walmart money is behind it. That's so dumb. No, then people are like, oh, well, Walmart's doing this because of the tariffs. How does that help them then? Well, how does that help exactly? What does this accomplish as far as tariffs go? Nothing. Nothing. That's a conspiracy theory spread by people that are not very intelligent on social media. And because you hear it, doesn't make it true. Because people that want attention and clicks say these things, it doesn't make it true. If Walmart wants to deal with tariffs with the president, then the last thing they want is for one of their family members to be out there organizing nationwide protests that are going to try to make the president look bad. That's the last thing they want. Think about it. Look, I know we live in an age where everybody thinks that they can just say anything and then they're going to get like a million retweets. And so all of a sudden it becomes true. But if Walmart really wanted a nationwide day of protests to try to go after Trump over the tariffs, they're not going to have a Walmart family member do it. They're going to have somebody who has nothing to do with Walmart do it. And there's plenty of lefties out there who can do that. George Soros, ring a bell? No, that makes zero sense. Logically speaking, it makes no sense. Think about it. Think about that. You're trying to work with the administration and work with Secretary Scott Bessent on tariffs. So you're gonna agitate them and make them angry so that they turn around and say, screw you to you and your suppliers and your distributors and everybody else, because that's how this president is, if you haven't noticed. He doesn't take too kindly to people who do stuff like this. Like you don't get your way with Donald Trump by organizing massive protests across the country. You don't get your way with him that way. He's not like that. So what do you think is more logical? That Walmart has nothing to do with this, but a Walmart heiress does because she's got money and she's crazy and she has plenty of time to kill? Or Walmart figures that by angering Donald Trump, they'll somehow get their way with a guy who, when you anger him, makes your life completely, utterly freaking miserable? Stop. Because people say things on social media, it doesn't make it true. Because somebody says in conspiracy theory that it doesn't make it real. Got to push back on this nonsense sometimes. It's really sophomoric. And then the people that wind up hurting are the people that work in the stores. Anheuser-Busch was different. They made a conscious decision to hate you. They made a conscious decision to hire a dude to represent their brand for women, a dude in a dress. That was a conscious business decision by Anheuser-Busch to have Alicia with that snotty, you know, elitist Alyssa Schneider face, whatever her name was, to hire Dylan Mulvaney. That was a conscious business decision. That's different. That's different. But a conspiracy theory that Walmart is secretly behind this because Walmart doesn't like tariffs, knowing that this is going to anger Donald Trump when Walmart is trying really, really hard right now to negotiate with Scott Bessent and Lutnick and everybody else to make sure that they can minimize the impact on prices they charge to consumers, makes 0.0 cents. 0 cents. Negative cents. It actually makes negative sense, because all you're going to do is irk the guy and make him angry, and then he's going to wind up putting tariffs that are 200% on you. Just think it through. All right. Let's see. Who am I going to talk about now? I'm going to talk about a great sponsor, Bob's Little Sports Shop. Oh, I love these guys. I'm so excited. You know, I love that Bob's joined the show, because I wanted them for years. Remember the poems Bob would read? Read all those poems all the time about freedom and liberty, and I love the Second Amendment, and I love the fact that Bob's is there to help you and your family be safe. They've got training, classes, they'll help you with all the paperwork, they got a range, and an amazing selection of firearms. Great firearms, too. And 60 years in business. 60 years of dealing with the radical left lunatics in New Jersey tells you everything you need to know about what a great store Bob's is. Great people there, too. I mean, if you can survive as a firearms store for 60 years in that freaking blue commie land of Jersey, that tells you you're doing something right. And they are doing something right. You'll see it for yourself when you go in. They're right on Delcy Drive in Glassboro, and they're celebrating their 60-year anniversary with a beautiful week of sales coming up in June. And they even have special collector's items, special very rare rifles and guns, and you'll love it. You go to BobsLittleSportsShop.com, BobsLittleSportsShop.com. You can see all the inventory for yourself, see where they are. Pop in and say hello. I have been proud to be part of Bob's for all these years as a customer, but now to have them sponsor my show is amazing. It really is. I feel very honored because I know that they care about the same things we care about. They love this country. They love the Constitution. And they love the Second Amendment, and you'll love the selection that they have of firearms. Because I, you know, when you go in there and you get overwhelmed, you're like a kid in a candy store. You really are. It's fun, and you'll see what I mean. BobsLittleSportsShop.com. This ad paid for by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yesterday was June 11th. Billy Bat's Day.
Oh, yeah.
June 11th, 1970. Get your shine box. Can you pull that scene up for me?
Yeah, give me one second.
No, we can do it later, but we're just doing the 5 o'clock hour. We'll do it. But I missed it.
I think we're going to have to do some heavy censoring on
probably.
That to play it. But it could be done.
Goodfellas is a movie very near dear to my heart for a number of different reasons. But before I explain, I want to just mention something. Tracy's mad at me on YouTube. Tracy, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I could ignore the chat and not interact. I interact, and then you get mad at me because you say I'm beating a dead horse. I'm responding. I'm giving you my opinion. That's what I do. You have your opinion. I have mine. You do what you want. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not going to, like, do what you want. I'm giving you my opinion. There are lots of places I don't spend my money at. I just think that the reason to not spend your money at Walmart because of these protests is an incorrect decision. If you don't like their product or service or something like that, that's fine. But to boycott them over a political thing that they have nothing to do with, I don't think is fine, in my opinion. But I'll give you my opinion. To accuse me of beating a dead horse, I'm interacting with the YouTube chat. I'm interacting with Twitter. You want me to just ignore you people? Oh, and Navy Prepper wants to know when the last time I shot a gun was. 2 weeks ago. I go shooting all the time, by the way, as a matter of fact. And it's important to practice, but it's very important to do it. If I get the other skill, I'd be good at it. Because when the time comes when the, I don't want to say zombie apocalypse, but the, I guess now it's the fungi apocalypse, when the fungus people rise up from the Chinese fungus, then, you know, you got to be able to shoot accurately. So pull up the scene in Goodfellas where they call it sauce, not gravy. That's funny. So Road Warrior is donating a jersey to raise money for the Trojans Behind the Badge, for the family. Wait, let me get the name of the organization right. It's the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation. It's the Bend to the Shore bike ride. Road Warrior is a big part of that, obviously. I'm pretty sure Nick Cale and Greg Stocker are also riding in the race this year. And it's a great organization. It's a great cause. It happens this summer. So this coming June 20th, when we're at the Grand Hotel at Cape May, Road Warrior is going to auction that off for the charity to raise money for the charity. So that's great. That's very nice of him to do. And he made a Zioli Army jersey, if I'm not mistaken. That's really cool. So thank you. I'm honored. I can't bike for a couple reasons. Number one, I'm lazy, weak. I'd fall off the bike and break, like, you know, seven bones. I'm basically Mr. Glass, so you know I can't do any of those things. But I would do the dunk tank again, except I think the dunk tank is the reason why I'm so fragile now. Whatever was in that putrid water years ago, whatever was in that friggin' water has the reason why I've broken everything and needed all these surgeries. But I'll tell you something. It's a great organization. Children, Families Behind the Badge, Children's Foundation, and our buddy Mark O'Connor, who runs it, along with our buddy Wayne Bonfiglio, South Jersey, good people. They take care of a lot of great families of first responders who are critically injured and who are fatally injured, fatally wounded. And it's a wonderful organization. So please support that. Like we do every year, we'll promote it as it gets closer. No question about it. We'll certainly do that without a doubt. Okay, good. No, I won't ignore you guys. I'll never ignore you. My hair looks great. Yeah, it does. Thank you, Susie Loves Jeffrey. Thank you, Jeffy. I appreciate it. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. Or you can tweet or you can join the YouTube chat, whatever you want to do. Feel free to join us. So what I was saying, Larry Krasner, by the way, just in case you're wondering, Larry Krasner, where he stands on this coming weekend, he's already said nobody's going to get charged. Yeah, the woke Soros-funded district attorney of Philadelphia, Larry Krasner, already announcing nobody's going to get charged. But let me tell you about Goodfellas real quick. And the reason why it's such an important movie to me, for a variety of reasons. Ray Liotta, God rest his soul, was a fantastic actor. The movie's a true story. And it's also, so for a long time, Jimmy Fallon and I, for years, have had this whole thing where this is our Lufthansa heist. The whole Fox News thing. So I'll let you on a little behind the scenes thing here. I think it was 2020. I want to say it was 2020. His show had just started. His radio show had just started. And COVID hit. So he was doing the show from home. I was doing the show from home. Of course, 5 years later, I'm still doing the show from home. But Jimmy would fill in for me when I was the morning drive host on the station. And he and I became friends. We became really good friends. 5 years ago, actually even before you guys' radio show. Went out to dinner one night, we hit it off, had drinks, and then we've been friends ever since. He said back then, you talk about mindset, right? The power of your mind and thinking and never doubting. He said to me back then, when I get my show, you will be on it. You will come on my show. He didn't say if I get a show. He didn't say maybe I'll get a show. He said, when I get my show, this is 2020. 4 years later, he gets a TV show. 4 years. But along the way, he never doubted it. But he always said this is our Lufthansa heist. So now that he's got me into the Fox News world between him and Dana Perino, like tomorrow, I'm supposed to go on Laura Ingraham's show again tomorrow. Let's hope the audio friggin' works this time and you can actually hear me. Knock on wood. Let's hope that works. That'll be nice. So I was going to take a day off and go to the beach with the family, but now I got to do that. So, like, I'll do every show but my own. No, but you can't say no to these opportunities. You just can't. You can't. But, and then Monday and Tuesday back on there for other stuff. But the point is, it's our Lufthansa heist. We always say that. The whole getting into Fox thing, the whole being on Fox News, even just getting in the building, that's our Lufthansa heist. So Goodfellas has special significance for that reason. But today, a day late, a dollar short, my buddy Lee Pervorsky sends me, or maybe he sent it yesterday. Oh, no, he sent it at 11:48 p.m. What am I going to do with that at 11:48 p.m.? Happy Billy Bats Day. It was actually Glenn Macnow who posted it on Twitter. Happy Billy Bats Day to those who celebrate and no longer carry a shine box. But hey, I guess, you know, better late than never. Not for nothing. Go get your shine box. So you ever wonder where that comes from? That's where it comes from. It comes from the Goodfellas, that whole thing. Lufthansa heist, our Lufthansa heist, and then go get your shine box. So it's great. Good stuff. Oh, do we have... all right, Larry Krasner. Do you want to play the audio here of Krasner?
Yeah, I can play it.
Do you want the video? We have the video, too. Linda sent us the video.
Sure.
No, no, Borowski sent us the video. But... here, I'm going to send it to you guys. Borowski sent us the video. Thank you. Thank you, Dan. I only had the audio. 24:39, if you want to skip ahead to that.
All right. 24:39. Rip that YouTube thing. All right, hang on. I'm going to need like 2 minutes here.
Take your time. No problem. We'll count. Let me read some other quotes. Tracy wants to know, can we still be friends? I'm delightful, usually. I guess. Fine. All right. You know I love you, Tracy. I only pick on people I love. That's why I ignore Road Warrior most of the time. Where is he, by the way? Speaking of Road Warrior, where is he?
He was in chat. Hello.
He's gone now.
Yeah, he just came in, basically said he can't be at Cape May because he's got family obligations. I do have a picture of the jersey that he's auctioning away if you want me to throw that up on the YouTube.
Yeah. You want to do that? Let's do that. Throw that up there. That'd be great.
Here we go. It's going to take a second, but that's the jersey you see on the screen now is going to be the one that's going to be auctioned off next Friday in Cape May.
All right, I'm waiting for it. Oh, there he is. There's Road Warrior. Working my ass off. Okay, well, thank you for that, Road Warrior. Look at that. So, Zeoli Army. I signed it. That's right. I signed it the night of Politics and Pints. So, he got it framed. Look at that. And then he's going to auction that off and donate all the money to the Children's Behind the Badge, Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation. That's great. That's very nice of you, Road Warrior. Thank you. Joe Ricciani says, Rich, I can attest Tracy Neiman is delightful and can throw you over the top in an arm wrestle. Whoa. Joe Ricciani. But why does Joe from Columbus have to friggin' bring it, though? I mean, of all the people, my God. I mean, come on. Really?
You don't want the quote unquote rightful Dom Giordano caller of the year to bring the jersey?
Well, he's gonna get all banged up at Mulligan's and then he's gonna come over to us. So Kevin Pulse, I'm not ignoring you, relax. All right. We got more audio to play. You wanna play Krasner? What do you wanna do?
Yeah, it's still burning. It's a large file. It's gonna take a little bit longer than I expected.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do this then in the meantime. How am I on time? Do I need to take a break or am I good?
No, you're good.
Okay. I want to do this. This is with these protests coming up this weekend. Let me play. This is now Senator Pete Hegseth, who destroyed Representative Salud Carbajal when he says deploying the National Guard and Marines to Los Angeles was political theater. All right. Now, you got to realize something. This Senator Padilla, who barges into the press conference today and then gets kicked out, he's all disappointed. He didn't get arrested. You got Kathy Hochul on Capitol Hill. You got Tim Walz on Capitol Hill. And you got these other people all going, hey, come arrest me. Gavin Newsom, come arrest me. That's what they're all saying. They want to get arrested. They want the attention. They're jailbait. They want to be jailbait. That's what they want. But at the same time, that they're all now trying to grandstand so they can get arrested and then raise lots of money and become famous. They're accusing the administration of grandstanding by sending in the National Guard and the police. And at the same time, they're saying that everybody's peaceful until the mere sight of a person in a National Guard uniform, the mere sight of somebody who's wearing a uniform sends the rage virus deep in their brain, probably manufactured in a lab in Wuhan, China, or possibly from an undercooked bat burger with a side of pangolin fries and a raccoon dog aioli, somehow turns these people into violent protesters. But otherwise, they were mostly peaceful. So you got to follow that logic all the way through. And I know it's not easy for any of us intelligent people to do, but that's why we're intelligent and they're not. So here's cut 17.
Everyone here should be alarmed that the president has sent armed forces into a city against the wishes of a governor and mayor. I am concerned this administration is purposely escalating the situation with this step and politicizing our armed forces in the process. Let's call it for what it is. It's political theater. Hegseth, are the Marines in Los Angeles ordered to protect property by any means necessary?
Sir, I would say the ICE officers and police officers being attacked is not political theater. The National Guard and Marines.
Just yes or no. Just yes or no.
The National Guard and Marines have the full authority to protect federal ICE agents.
Yes
federal
or no.
Agents and
just,
federal buildings.
Can you just say yes or no? This isn't Fox anymore. Just yes or no.
They're there to protect federal agents and federal.
Good. Yeah, they are. That's what they're there for. That's exactly what they're there for. That's their job. That's why they're there. They are there. They are there because they have to protect. The president took an oath to the Constitution to protect these federal law enforcement officials who are getting rocks thrown at them and pieces of sidewalk thrown at them and mostly peaceful Molotov cocktails thrown at police cars and at ICE officers. Mostly peaceful Molotov cocktails. Give me a freaking break. You know, these Democrats with their lunacy and what's happening right now is insane. Here's Kathy Hochul admitting that she has no clue how many illegals are in New York. And she challenged, again, she challenged Tom Homan to come arrest her. Oh, she'd love it. She's about to become the most irrelevant person. You know why? Oh, you know why? Because the love gov, Andrew Cuomo, is going to win. He's going to be mayor of New York. And then the love gov is going to put his sights right on the White House. Maybe he'll have a nice little gumada by then. He'll be first lady or he'll be the first bachelor. He would love that. Actually, Cuomo would love to be a bachelor president, don't you think? He would love that. He might. And if there's anybody who could get elected as a bachelor, it's him. It's that sleazeball. It's him. And he'd be out there and he'd be like, you know, for official events, what I'll do contests. You could be Miss America. You could do the Easter egg roll with me. First, we'll see you in a bunny outfit, not the kind that will be on the South Lawn, if you get my drift. I could see him being that. I can. Freaking gross. But anyway, here's Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York. No idea how many illegal immigrants are in there or how much money they make or take from the citizens, the hardworking taxpayers of New York. Cut 18.
Billion dollars. I appreciated that very much. What we spend on immigrants, the immigrants who are here hardworking to live a life and working on our farms and taking care of our parents in nursing homes and taking care of our children, they have been coming here for 400 years. And we don't keep track of individuals based on their status. We make sure that people have services so we don't end up with an unexpected
So essentially what you're telling me is that you keep no track of money that is going to people who are not legal in the United States, resources that are taken away from New Yorkers, resources that are taken away from Illinoisans. You guys do not keep track of any of this.
You know, what's really challenging is that many people came here with legal status. I mean, temporary protective status, 300,000.
Do you go along with the strategy from the Biden administration, which massively expanded immigration protocols that overwhelmed your city and overwhelmed your state? Do you agree with that?
We call for secure borders. We call for this body to
You calling for secure borders at all, Governor Hochul.
Certainly have.
That
we
doesn't
certainly
sound
have.
Like him to my
many,
memory.
Many conversations I.
Yeah, and then there's Tubby Pritzker, J.B. Pritzker. That guy in orange, man, the idea of it, he would look like a gigantic orange. Here's Tubby Pritzker. He wants to run for president. He's a billionaire, literally an oligarch. He's literally an oligarch. Anyway, in addition today to challenging Tom Holman to come arrest him, he also would not talk about whether or not, you know, men should be women's bathrooms. He doesn't like the fact that this was brought up. Cut 19.
Do you think men should be allowed in women's restrooms?
I'm not sure why this has come to
you,
this
you
issue.
You tweeted that as a protest against President Trump, everyone should use the other gender's bathroom today. Have you ever used the women's restroom?
Not that I can recall ever, sir.
You wanted everybody else to do it, but you didn't?
Sir, I'm not sure why we're on a topic that has nothing
to do with
today's
hearing. I'm asking you, you're advocating for men to use women's restrooms, but you didn't do it?
I do not advocate that, no.
Actually, you did. You said everyone should use the other gender's bathroom today.
I can tell you that you are politicizing this in a way that what we ought to be focusing on is
the
failure of the federal
government to use women's restrooms
and the Congress to deal with immigration reform.
Do you regret encouraging men to use women's restrooms?
Again, you're taking us on topics that have.
Did you ever consider that women don't want you in their bathrooms?
You ever consider men don't want you in our bathrooms? I mean, I don't want to see J.B. Pritzker, you know, dropping trowel. I'm just saying. That guy, I don't want to see him in a bathroom. Men or nobody wants to see that guy in a bathroom. He needs his own private, wide, very wide, extra large, wide stall. J.B. Pritzker. God, he's so gross. Emmons Roofing and Siding. How about saving 10% off all of your home needs? 10% off inflation relief discount for you and your family. 10%. It's 10% off Anderson Windows, which add tremendous value to your home. CertainTeed Siding, the Owens Corning Shingle, the best in the business for the roof. And Emmons even has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. And yes, they remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in my old house. And my wife was thrilled. Happy wife, happy life. That's what we're talking about here. So I would love for you to reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com. E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So what are you waiting for? Your home will not only look more beautiful, it will have more protection, and it will also increase in value as well. And since they're great friends of mine, you know the work's going to be done on time, it's going to be done on budget, and you'll be very happy when it's done. In fact, we've been using them for projects in two different houses over 10 years. In the old house, they did our roof and our windows and the new and the bathroom and the kitchen. And in the new house now, they've replaced some skylights and more work to come. So go with the company I trust, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Don't bring me down! Well, Larry Krasner will bring you down if you are protesting this weekend in Philadelphia. I wonder if you have mostly peaceful Molotov cocktails, if he'll bring you down. I don't know. We'll find out. But we will have some audio available for you of the Soros-backed leftist communist kook, Larry Krasner, in the 5 o'clock hour. I want to also mention to you, you know, the No Kings protest that's coming up this weekend across the country. This is going to show America that the left is on the side of kookery, and that America and Trump are on the side of the United States military celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States Army. And also all the incredible success they've had in, you know, things like, I don't know, defeating Hitler, which, by the way, Krasner compared him to Hitler, Trump, compared him to Hitler. I know, shocking. Shocking that a day would go by without a comparison to Adolf Hitler, right, by somebody on the left. But also, if you're just joining us, this senator was kicked out of a press conference today that was being done by Kristi Noem and the FBI and ICE. I'll give you all the details of that, but understand this. This guy was being an absolute drama queen, and he's very sad he didn't get arrested himself because he wanted to. Oh, he did. Yeah, no, they all do. They all want to get arrested. They want the attention. They love it. They can't help themselves. But let me tell you about Garden State Earthworks. You've had a lot of rain. There's been a lot of rain, so much rain. What do? You reach out to my buddy Lou Vargo at Garden State Earthworks, and you have him drain the water away. 856-848-4444. That's where you go. 856-848-4444. GardenStateEarthworks.com. They drain the water away. You don't have to worry about a thing. And it's guaranteed. That's right. The work is guaranteed. Whether water is getting into your basement, your foundation, whether water is causing your swimming pool liner to shift.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.